Channel 10. Thank you for coming by. I am joined today by Amit Chopra. Amit, thank you so much for coming by. Now, you are from the Mobile Developer Group, correct?
Yes. Thank you, Tina. Yes, I am. I'm part of a group called the Mobile Developer Group, which is also part of the Developer Division. And our team's responsible for providing the best development tools for mobile developers, call it the managed IDE features like designers or the emulators, or even things like compact framework and the debuggers.
All right. Now, today we brought you here for a specific reason, because last year at MIX, you guys announced Silverlight on mobile
devices. That's right.
And you know what? We haven't heard much from you since. But now MIX is coming up again right now, and I want to talk a little bit about what you guys have been up to the past year and talk a little bit about Silverlight on mobile devices.
Sure, absolutely. So last year, a lot of people actually got to see a very early preview of what Silverlight would look like on a device. And then we went back to the drawing board. We had a lot of work to actually pull through between then and now. We had a couple of other product releases that were on the way. We shipped Visual Studio and Compact Framework 3.5 in the course of last year. And since then, we have actually accelerated the efforts of bringing Silverlight Mobile down to the devices. And today, I am very happy to tell you that we can actually show you some real stuff which is working, and it's right here on my device.
Let's see what you get now. So are you running Silverlight right now?
Yeah, this is running Silverlight right now.
Okay.
This application, very simple clock. You may have seen this running on the desktop as well.
Yeah.
One of our developer evangelists actually put this together in a couple of hours. He had done this for the desktop. And if I run this app on the desktop, it will work and scale absolutely in the same way. Exactly in the same way. He added some other interesting features. So as I go and click on the clock, you can actually see the palm of my hand.
Looks great.
No, it's not going through the camera. I wish it was, but he's just showing the power of the animations and the graphics that we're bringing down to the devices as well. So this looks really, really cool.
Yeah, no, it does look really good. Now, I know there's going to be some questions from people. Is this going to be Silverlight or Silverlight 2.0?
Okay, we will start with Silverlight.
Okay.
What we are shipping now, what we are announcing now and making the bits available in the next couple of weeks is Silverlight 1.
Okay.
And we'll have full parity, we'll have scripting support, we'll be a plugin into the browser. Work for version 2, Silverlight 2, has started, but it's very early for me to tell you when we'll have some of these things available. But we'll try and keep it as close as possible to the desktop release.
Okay, that sounds good. And now let's talk about any non-Windows mobile devices. Will Silverlight work on that?
So Silverlight has shown the way that yes, you can do development which is not tied to Windows itself. And there have been a lot of customer demand coming to us on the same lines. Our team is looking at and evaluating what our approach should be. Mm-hmm. And depending on that, I think we'll have an answer for you in a few days.
All right. Now, you mentioned also going from this mobile device to the PC. What about this versus like an HTC Advantage? Talk about just the screen resolution, how that would look on different devices that people own, because there's a bazillion phones out
there
now.
Yes, there is. So one of the good things about Silverlight is it's based on the vector graphics. Vector graphics allow you to scale your application very easily. So when I mentioned that this app would run not only on the device that I have and works on the desktop, you could have changed the orientation and the resolution on the desktop as well, you will see the app to scale. And we're also providing some guidance to our developers on how best they can optimize for different sizes of screens. Yeah, absolutely.
And how much space will something like Silverlight take up on your phone?
The bits that I have running, I can give you the data around that. This is less than a meg right now. Mm-hmm. And I don't think all the optimization work has gone in terms of packaging it. So it's roughly to the ballpark of one meg.
Okay. Now, as gadget enthusiasts and mobile phone enthusiasts wait for Silverlight on their mobiles, when is it going to be available for them?
So the first CTP, I'm trying to release that in the second quarter of this year.
Okay.
So about a month or so after MIX, we are trying to make these bits available out for developers to start playing with them.
Okay, great. Yeah. And when I see this, now this is sort of a more traditional style phone. What about touch phones? Will Silverlight work as well with those?
Silverlight will work on any device that supports
Silverlight.
Yes, this is a touch phone. Yeah, touch has been around in the Pocket PC phone editions for a long time in the Windows mobile devices. So I have an application running here. This is something you may have seen. This was one of the earliest applications I believe Bill Gates put together.
Huh.
The donkey.dash.
Oh, Bill. So clever.
Yeah, he is. This is an application which is the classic take the car and avoid the donkey. And I can just touch and start playing with that game.
Oh, there you go. You haven't practiced enough. So it works well. So where can people find out more information, Silverlight, specifically on mobile devices?
Okay, so we'll make all the information available on silverlight.net. So that is the place where all developers and all anybody who's interested in finding what Silverlight should go. All the collateral, all the how-to videos, a lot of hands-on labs will be coming online as soon as the bits are available. And we'll also make the bits available at the same location. So silverlight.net is the place to go.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me
over. Silverlight.net. Check it.